Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I'm so thankful that you tuned in. I am winging it today. I didn't make any notes for this episode because I just needed to have an open share. So this shouldn't be long, but I don't know. We'll find out together. I have really, really struggled in 2019 since ending the fast with getting my podcast content. When I first started recording, I always had 10 or 12 ideas of episodes that I wanted to work on and ideas that I wanted to talk about, subject matters that I felt like we needed to cover. And as I have whittled through that list, the Lord has just always been so faithful to kind of add to the bottom of the list so that it became more of a revolving type of list. And it hasn't been that way in 2019. Getting my podcast content from the Lord this year so far has been really difficult. And I wake up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday morning after having not really spent enough time with him, and I don't feel like the content has been top notch. I don't feel like it's been as high of a quality as what I'm used to. The Lord has just shown up in so many ways, and to struggle this year has been a little bit difficult. But I also have talked to you about the white space on the term paper of my life. And the conclusion that I came to was that I wasn't making enough time for him. I was reading the word and I was taking time to pray. I was not taking time to listen. And so after we recorded last week, I knew that I was supposed to continue the podcast, but my preparation was going to have to look drastically different. And I didn't know how to make that a reality. I didn't know how to be still and know that He is God. But I knew that's what I needed to do. Several different people came to me as I asked them to pray for me and for the podcast content. They would come back and they would say, you know what, I've been praying and I just think that the Lord needs you to listen. That sounds so elementary, but that's what I wasn't making time to do. And so last week, I told my accountability group that I felt like I needed to proclaim a 2 or 3 day fast on the weeks that I record because I needed to slow down the clock, and fasting slows down the clock. I needed to take time to just sit at the Lord's feet and seek His face and listen, not listen with an agenda, but just listen. I think I remember telling my accountability group that I needed to scoot myself up to the front seat of God's classroom again. I've told you this a lot before. So this week on Monday and Tuesday, after I ate breakfast both days, I declared a fast because I knew there was a clog. I knew there was a blockage somewhere between God's mouth and my ear, and I knew that it was something that I was responsible for, and I wanted it to get cleared out of the way. And so that breakthrough happened on Monday afternoon, and I feel like there will come a time where we can talk a little bit more about that, but for the sake of our episode today, I don't really want to get bogged down with everything that happened on Monday. What I want to tell you is what happened on Tuesday. So on Monday night, I went to my Celebrate Recovery meeting, and I got home, and I went to bed, and everything, all day Monday, be still and know that I am God. Be still. I want to say that the verse of the day from this past Monday was Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And so So at Celebrate Recovery, I shared with everybody all the ways that the Lord had shown me again and again that I just needed to listen. And then I went to bed on Monday night. I set my alarm so that I could get up and I could go to spin class the next day. And something in my spirit, I just had like this slight check in my spirit and I ignored it. And the check in my spirit was, do you really need to do that tomorrow? Is this the best way to be still? And I totally ignored it. And so I set my alarm, I got up, and I went to spin class. Now, the one thing that you have to know about spin class is my coach teaches from his CDs that are 20 years old. It's kind of this running joke that we have in spin class. I love my spin class. It happens at 5 o'clock in the morning. It fits my schedule. But on any given day, we are going to spin to AC/DC or Metallica or Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, or like he just has such an eclectic type of music, but it's all late 80s, early 90s. I think one of his CDs might have Shut Up and Drive on it by Rihanna, but for the most part, it's music that I listened to when I was in high school, and it was all, you know, high paced, and it's songs that I can sprint to and really, really get a good workout to and strengthen my heart. So I go into spin class on Tuesday morning and we're all warming up. Everybody's just kind of chit-chatting. I'm not really even thinking about the check in my spirit that I got the night before. And then my coach, Coach Oliver, comes in and he says, hey guys, we're going to do something different today. I found this CD in my wife's car and I thought it would be a good idea for us to check it out. I'm like, okay, we're going to spin to Frank Sinatra this morning. And there was this collective laugh because we all thought he was joking. But lo and behold, he gets started and we are warming up to Frank Sinatra. Like, big band, I've Got You Under My Skin, New York, New York. These are the songs that we are trying to exercise to in spin class. And for about the first 10 minutes of spin class, I am really mad. I'm really angry over how slow these songs are and how it's really hard to pedal quickly when the beat is so slow. And how am I supposed to get a good workout? These 3-minute songs feel like they're lasting 3 hours. This is the longest workout of my life. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Those thoughts that I know I can't take credit for. And the Lord said, I thought you wanted to slow down the clock. That's exactly what I prayed, Lord. You know that old Chinese proverb, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it? I still had 45 minutes of spin class to get through. And the entire time I'm on the bike, all I can think about is, this is what I asked for. Nobody else asked for the clock to be slowed down, only me. And everybody else was mad too. There was quite a bit of tension in the spin studio that morning because of the beat of these songs. And all of a sudden, I started to feel like Jonah. When you read the first chapter of the book of Jonah, you can read it. It's only, you know, a few verses, but it kind of reduces the storm, the hurricane force winds. It reduces that massive storm to just a few sentences. But when you're in those types of situations, they go on forever. I was sitting there on the bike wanting to beg these people to throw me overboard because I knew this was my fault. they weren't going to understand. So obviously I didn't make a scene in the middle of spin class about how I'm a modern day Jonah and I was the one who needed to stay home that morning, but I refused because I didn't want to spend time with the Lord. I didn't want the clock to be slow. I wanted 1 hour of fast-paced workout music. And God was like, oh, so you're going to try to escape to Tarshish? No. I knew that what you needed was to be still and know that I am God. And so we're going to do this on the bike. And so for the next 45 minutes, my face is red hot with shame. I know we're spinning to Frank Sinatra and it's 100% my fault. If you're in my spin class and you're listening to this podcast, now you know why we were spinning to Frank Sinatra. It was completely and totally on me because I had no business being in class that morning. The Lord showed me so many amazing things during this last 2-day fast that I'm still having to journal about it. I'm still having to write it all down so I don't forget. But I wanted a fast-paced hour, and he was having none of it. And so I feel as though if I would have left class after 15 minutes, the coach probably would have switched CDs. But because I sat there for the entire hour, everybody had to endure the hurricane force winds of the Frank Sinatra CD together. And what's the lesson from this? First of all, I think it's pretty obvious that God will do whatever it takes to let me know he does hear me, to let me know he is familiar with what I have going on in my life. He does know how hard it is to make time for him with all of the distractions that we have in life. But I also think he wanted me to know, it's my way, Jill. We can either slow down the clock with you pen in hand at the journal and you are actively listening, or we can slow down the clock in spin class. I am sovereign and I can be sovereign in whatever environment I need to be sovereign in. And something about that realization was so overwhelmingly comforting to me. I'll never forget Elizabeth Elliot saying that even when her husband Jim died in Ecuador, she knew she was never adrift in chaos. She was securely in the palm of God's hand. And for that last 45 minutes of spin class, that felt like it went on for 4.5 hours. I knew that entire time this was a lesson I wouldn't soon forget. And I was securely in the palm of God's hand. And he was chuckling right along with me as we listened to Frank Sinatra together. And I know I didn't introduce the open share, but thanks for letting me share. You guys have an awesome rest of your week. I hope your weekend is amazing, and I'll catch you next time. Let's close with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks for listening to Jesus and Jill Just for Today.